the prayer movement in that's happening, this iteration of it, is like phase, I don't know what it is. And Alan has been around for it longer than I have. I was over cooking in El Dorado doing thousands of prayers, literally, in the 90s, but just our little group, you know, in threes and fives and tens and 50s, and we were just praying in El Dorado for most of the 90s and a little bit over. And but this guy was hanging out with a prayer leader, Moses guy, and saw firsthand some things that were happening. So I just asked Alan. He was telling me some things he's seen and observed over 30 years of prayer and its development, and I just really encourage you to listen to this elder brother who's really been in the spirit and prayed and seen some things that I think will help us. Just talk to us a little bit about what you've seen and where it's going, you think.
Yeah, so there was a prayer movement in the 90s, early 2000s that I was involved with. I moved here in 1992 as a 28-year-old, and now I'm 56. So I've been a resident of Kansas half my life. And as I came, there was a prayer leader, a spiritual father that I had, and he was leading prayer throughout Wichita. Earl Pickard was his name, is his name.
Who's heard the name Earl Pickard? Raise your hand. Oh, yeah.
Good amount of you. So he's been my mentor, my spiritual father, and I was a 28-year-old coming to Kansas. I knew one person in Kansas City, didn't know anyone else, so I moved here to work with him, and changed my life. And back in the early 90s, we had 7 years of prayer focus on Wichita. Then we had 7 years from 1990. I came in 92. There was five more years of a focus on Wichita. Then there was 7 year focus on Kansas, and then we shifted into Israel. So during those early days in Wichita, we had prayer gatherings, sort of like they're having now. We called them a prayer summons. We had them every 2 or 3 months, and we had about maybe 50 to 100 people that would come, and they were be one person from a church here and one person from a church there, sort of an intercessory person from every church, and that was sort of how it was going. And then we were holding these things called prayer awakening weekends. So we'd go into a church on a Friday and a Saturday and Sunday, and the church was not praying, and so we'd be sharing on how to pray. And now, when I get around the church, like tonight, this church was praying. You know, back in the day, there was worship was just coming forth. There was these groups like Vineyard and Integrity coming out with these worship tapes, and so worship was beginning to enter the church. Before that, like in the 70s and 80s, when I was a kid, we were singing hymns, and then worship sort of came in, and now I go places and I don't know any of the songs. They're all fresh worship songs. Back in the day, I go to any church anywhere, I knew all the songs.
You blink and it's a new song.
It's amazing. And they're coming out here in Wichita. So there's a spirit moving in worship that's strong. And I just have a sense and feeling that that's what's going to come now in the area of prayer. Prayer's going to come into the church, and prayer's going to be strong.
Yes.
And you're going to go to churches everywhere, and it's just like, wow, they're praying. Now they're worshiping.
Just so you saw what he just hear the parallel. Worship was kind of beginning. Now it's just in full bloom.
Yeah, back in that day, there was like, should we raise our hands?
Yeah.
Should we not raise
yeah.
our hands? You know, should we have two services
yeah.
so we can have traditional music in one? That kind of thing was going on back then, and it was just...
And then it's just now normal that almost every church
exactly.
worship. And you're saying... prayer that's been in seed form.
We're on the edge of that.
It's heading to there.
Yeah, and that's what Sam has been sharing and connecting with pastors. I'm sure that it's in dialogue and there's a desire to see it, but now it's beginning to stir.
Yes.
Just like back in that time, people were dialoguing about worship. What should we do? Should we have a guitar in the church? Should we get rid of the organ?
You know,
that kind of discussion.
Right.
So that's what was stirring. And then these weekends were needed because we were teaching on prayer, you know, because it's like no one in the church was really praying except for the intercessors. There was a few people here and there. There was maybe a Wednesday night prayer group, but now there's just it's stirring within people's hearts.
Yes.
You know, the desire to pray. So that's sort of what's going on now. And these prayer gatherings that are happening, you know, sometimes you'll see 500 to 1,000 people at them, you know, where we would just get groups of about 50.
Yeah, that's so great. And obviously, we're thankful for Earl and Alan and all they sowed. y'all that went to some of that and prayed in those days. Donna has done so much. Earl and Donna, probably as much as anybody, sown in the statewide deal, 24/7 prayer in so many churches and done that. And we're kind of stepping up on the platform of what they all did. And so we're so thankful. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus for Alan. Thank you for this man of God you've set aside for your glory. He embraced your call. You're called to singleness, you're called to prayer, you're called to serve Earl, serve a vision bigger than himself in a different state than he was from. Thank you, God, for all that you've done through Alan's life. And now as he's at this season and he's a father in the faith among us, and as he's going to mentor and release to sight, Lord, bless him, bless his life. Thank you for this encouraging word about where the prayer's going. We thank you that soon prayer will be as familiar as worship in these churches. And Lord, we just praise you for where you're moving us and taking us. And God, we thank you for this brother in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Love you. Thank you, brother.